May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be for good pleasure before thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. In our story today for the children, we saw a model of how we might be saved, or how anyone might be saved. When we have sin in our life, which we all have, when we have evil in our life, the Lord will come to us. And the Lord knows our sin. And if we repent, the Lord can give us eternal life. The beautiful story of the woman, the Samaritan woman at the well, is so beautiful because it is a true story of an actual individual being saved by the Lord. Before he came to her, she was still a sinner. And now, she is saved. Then, we read about the disciples. Now, in this story, the disciples had gone into this city, the city of the Samaritans, to get food. We can imagine perhaps the Lord telling them to go there to get food. And they come back and they see the Samaritan woman, and they're curious about it, but they don't ask. And the Samaritan woman goes back to the city, and they say to the Lord, "We brought you food." And he says, "I have food to eat about which you do not know." And the disciples don't understand. What is the food that the Lord has to eat? He tells them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work." And then in explanation, he gives a parable of a sower and reapers. And he's describing himself as the sower and his disciples as the reapers. Imagine, as he says, the field is white for harvest. Him pointing to the Samaritan city. There is a city full of people ready to be harvested. That's the Lord's food. The Lord is fed, as we read in the Arcana Celestia, by his love and by the salvation of souls. So whenever a person is saved, that is food for the Lord. And he just saved a woman. And he's about to save an entire city. This is the food that the disciples do not know about. And he is telling them, "I have sown so that you may reap. Go and reap. Go and save them." We also read in the Arcana that for us, food spiritually means use. And that we have good according to the use that we perform. And think about the use that the Lord is asking the disciples to perform. Go reap a harvest. Help me save souls. The Lord also told his disciples to make disciples of all people. These disciples don't represent merely priests, but they are all the truths from the Lord's word that may save a person. And inasmuch as we live according to those truths, we are participating in the Lord's harvest. We do that in two ways. First, we can be like the Samaritan woman. If we are approached by the Lord and we repent, admit our sins, and promise to never do them again, and ask the Lord for help in living a new life, then we are nourishment for the Lord's love. we have been saved. And in that way, in the supreme sense, we are the Lord's nourishment. Think back to the children of Israel. The way the children of Israel worshipped is they literally brought Yahuwah food. They would bring him the best of their harvest and their animals and their flocks, and they would offer up as food these items to Yahuwah. They literally thought that by burning these various things, they were feeding their God. Fairly primitive idea, but in it was the truth. We are to feed our God, the Lord. And the primary way we do that is by bringing our best selves, by repenting and joining his kingdom. That's how we can do good for the Lord. We cannot do it without his help, but we can beautifully bring nourishment to the Lord's love. And the second way is as reapers. We can help the Lord reap his harvest, not just in our own lives, but in all those around us. We can take the truths from the Word, imbibe them, and let them become living waters, not just so that we have a life of reformation, a new life, but so that all those we may interact with can benefit from it. The reason why we don't murder or commit adultery or steal or lie isn't just because that way the Lord can be fed by our salvation, but so that others may be fed as well. The crops need the living water. And there's a really interesting detail about living water in this story. In the wilderness, when you come upon a well or a fountain, you don't know if the water will kill you. That water could be water of death. And what makes it the water of life or living water is that someone has found it and marked it and said, "This is safe." And that is what Jacob had done for Joseph and all his descendants, all the children of Israel. He had a well, and it was a well of living water, and he had marked it as safe. When you live a life according to the Lord's truth, and that life is good, then you have marked the Lord's truth as a living well. It was already a well of living water before you started living it, but now others may know about it. Others may see the truth that you live and may come to the Lord as well. So we can participate in the harvest. We can mark the Lord's word as a well of living water. And then we may help him reap the harvest, both in our own lives and in the lives of all those around us. Amen.